latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Despite the severe risk of fire in Spain, the government has offered two amphibious firefighting aircraft to Sweden in response to a call for assistance to help fight a forest fire described as being the worst in living memory, which has already caused one fatality and caused over 1,000 people to be evacuated from their homes. The fire, which covered around 150 square kilometres, was moving at a rate of 30 metres per minute at its height. An off-duty National Police officer enjoying a day at the beach with his son saved the life of a German woman in Malaga when she was believed to have got into difficulty after entering the water to assist her 9-year-old son, who was also having trouble. The yellow flag was flying and the sea described as choppy, but the officer jumped into the water and struggled to drag the unconscious woman to the jetty, where they were assisted out of the water and attended by the emergency services. All involved were said to be doing well after the incident. The Mountain Rescue Section of the Guardia Civil have assisted 343 people during the months of June and July during 227 operations. Of those assisted, 172 were rescued unharmed, 153 had been injured, whereas 18 people had lost their lives. The figure represents a 19.38% increase on the previous year. The Alicante Provincial Council has allocated €59,000 to be shared between the municipalities in order to offer English language courses to young people between the ages of 18 and 35. Deputy for Equality, Youth and European Residents Mercedes Alonso said that this initiative aims to cover two aspects. Firstly, to offer young people a new tool to find a job and to help municipalities provide solutions and programmes that would not be possible without the support of the provincial body. A British boxing champion has been shot in Estepona in what's believed to be a drug or gang-related crime. Jamie Moore, the former European light middleweight champion, was rushed to Costa del Sol Hospital after being shot twice in the early hours of Sunday morning, once in the knee and once in the groin. Princess Cristina Street in Moraleja del Vino is no more after the town chose to rename the thoroughfare to disassociate itself from the corrupt Infantina. Many more towns across the country are renaming their streets in the light of the massive scandal surrounding her and her husband, Iñaki Urdangarin, on alleged embezzlement charges.